Okay. Guys, we'll come back to Gary Dempster. Tiger Woods in a couple of minutes. Gary Dempster, the aforementioned, is a well-known in golf circles for his amazing collection of memorabilia and artefacts. So we sent Mr. Tate here along to meet the man and have a look at his hoard.
15 years ago, I was on one of the websites, an auction website, and I saw a caddy's bib that had been worn by Justin Leonard's caddy in the Shell Houston Open. And at the time, I'd followed golf, I'd watched a lot of golf tournaments, but I didn't actually realise that pieces of memorabilia like that were available. And I put a bid in, and I was gobsmacked when I actually won this bib. That then became the catalyst for the collection as we see it today.
I mean, it's an extraordinary collection. We're sitting here surrounded just by a small fraction of what the collection is. Where do you put all this stuff, Gary? I believe it's in your mum and dad's loft. It's all over the country.
You're right, Alan. What you're seeing is actually only a fraction of the collection. I'm in the process of moving, and the majority of the collection has now been put into storage. It's now taken up lofts all over Scotland.
I can imagine. Now, we've got a multitude of signed photographs, bags, gloves, balls, you name it, it's all here. And there's some clubs in a bag here. Gary, let's just walk over and have a look in this golf bag. And I'm just going to pull a couple of random clubs out here.
This club that you're holding here, Alan, is a putter that was used by the great Bobby Locke. Not in tournament play, but he used this at the club he used to practice at. So this is, in fact, one of Bobby Locke's putters.
How long does this club go back then, this Bobby Locke one?
This club would go back into the 1960s that this was used by Bobby Locke. In there we have some wedges that were used by Colin Montgomery, and you'll actually notice on them it's got Monty stamped into them.
I see that, yeah.
A lot of these players actually have their initials or their names or even their nicknames actually put into the clubs for their personal use.
And then if they lose them, they'll know whose they are.
Well, right? That's right, yes, yes.
Now, of everything that you're showing me, Gary, you must have a favourite yourself out of your collection. Is there one prized possession that you have?
Certainly the prized possession for me is a scorecard that came from the 1960 US PGA Major Championship. And it was a scorecard of Ted Kroll, who in himself was a great player on the PGA Tour, winning, I believe, 11 times. But the remarkable thing for me is this card is marked and signed by Ben Hogan.
Fabulous. I mean, that doesn't get much better than that, the great Ben Hogan.
I'm unaware of any other major scorecard that has been marked and signed by Ben Hogan. Certainly never seen one in my lifetime.
Well, I mean, talking of great names, I mean, I've had a look at your website and you've had some pretty well-known contributors to your collection over the years.
I've been actually very, very fortunate. I've got to know a lot of certainly the Scottish golfers. I know a lot of the tour caddies now. And when you become known and they know that you're actually collecting for a purpose to try and preserve items for the future, they're certainly more than happy to donate items to the collection.
Gary, I know you'll have been asked this question many times and you don't need to answer. And I'm not prying, well, I am actually, but would you be able to hazard a guess to the total value of your collection?
You know, Alan, I think that is actually almost an impossible question to answer. The reason being, there are so many items in the collection that are unique. They're just one-off. There's bags that have been used in the Ryder Cup. There's scorecards that in themselves are unique. And if these items were to get damaged or even lost or destroyed, it would be almost impossible to put a value on them. So for the collection itself, I would actually hate to think what the collection would be worth. I'm sorry, it's not a question I can give you an answer to, Alan. There's clubs in there that have been used to win major championships. I have a fairway wood that was used by Retief Goosen in 2001 when he won the US Open, and that's signed by Retief. I've got a drivers that were used by John Daly when he practiced for the 1995 Open at St Andrews. Clubs going right back to Henry Cotton's Persimmon Woods. The clubs themselves there's a considerable value, and I think at last count there were over 300 golf clubs, actual clubs in the collection.
Wow. So what's next, Gary? Keep growing and look for a bigger house for all this memorabilia.
I think probably it's to look at some sort of premises to see if I can work with somebody to actually have this collection put on permanent display. Preferably for me as a business, because at this moment in time I'm unemployed. That would be very nice. But for me, the passion is really in the collection. And recently I was at the St Andrews Golf Festival and I put on my first ever public display of my Ryder Cup memorabilia. And that, I was amazed at the feedback I got with that. People came in and they were spending maybe 45 minutes at the stand. And I loved the fact that people were coming up and spending time. I was able to speak to them, and I was giving for the first time the opportunity to display some of the items in a public arena.
Very interesting, Alan. Interesting man with an interesting collection. Stephen, you've contributed to Gary Dempster's collection, haven't you?
Yeah, I know Gary, and I've gave him a bag and some clubs and some bits and bobs over the years.
Sounds like he's got a mountain of artefacts, Alan.
I took him along a signed photograph of you playing golf, but he didn't want it, Graham. And you didn't have your long johns on either.
Yeah, yeah. The less said about that, the better. Okay,